This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's a lot of lunacy going on. We do some crazy stories. I love some of you later on who will say to me, you know, where do you get these stories and how do you know they're real? And I don't know they're any more real than yours. You know what I'm saying? No, seriously. We look them up. We do as much research as we can on them, you know, find out. Yeah, we got 5, 6, 7 places, and they're places that we trust and believe in. Then we got to figure they're real. There's no way to really know if enough places, you know, I mean, if one place only picks it up, if one of the nut job places has it, then we don't consider it gospel truth at that point in time. But if we can pick it up and they're reputable sites and there's several of them, then we do it. I'll do the story. And sometimes I get nailed because I'll do a story that looks pretty really good during the break. And you know, I'll look at it during the break if I can. And then we come back to what I find out later on, that I've been nailed by a phony story. And, you know, you apologize for it and move on. Because I'm not beating my brains out. I like you guys are paying, you know, $183.50 a month. To have the, you know, to have the show on your desktop or wherever you get it, from the radio station or what have you. But I do want you to know, I do very much appreciate the time you spend with me. I do very much appreciate the time you spend working through, sending me stories, talking about this stuff. So, let me go get them. I was going to do one off the top of my head, but then I'll screw that up and then I'll have to fix the title again. It's just an ugly mess. It's not a happy place to be. So, where'd you go? God, yeah, I hate computers. And this is why I hate them. All right, that's the one story. Okay, there you go. Okay, now we're almost there. Anyhow, the people of you lost their mind today. They lost their sense of humor. And I guess you have to have a sense of humor. But Whoopi Goldberg's on there. I figure she had some kind of sense of humor. But apparently she doesn't. So they were talking about, you know, Hillary Clinton and Comey and the hacks and, you know, her comment last week, how it cost her an election. And apparently the ladies on The View did not like how this whole thing came down. They were not happy about it. So I figured we could talk about this, we'll play it, and we'll talk about it. But what I think is really funny is the deflection that's being done. If you watch on Fox, you watch some of these more conservative shows, and you see the liberals go from zero to at your throat in no time. They're trying to use this whole thing as if they can come after you, they can make you feel bad, they can attack you, and you're going to back down. And I love when they do it, like, with Chris Wallace and Bret Baier, and those, they just look at them and smile, like, yeah, okay, you have your little fit, but I'm not letting you off. So anyway, I think this is, yeah, here we go. This is on The View. And I get the biggest kick out of this, because you can see when you pull the truth out, they go nuts. Take a listen.
Hillary Hillary Clinton just made a rare post-election public appearance. She spoke with Christian Amanpour at a Woman for Women international event and opened up about why she says she's not the president right now. Take a look.
That woman always looks mad. Have you noticed that about her, Whoopi Goldberg? She's either confused or mad. I mean, she got the two eyebrows. You look at it over her forehead. They kind of go right up there over her nose. And it's like, you know, like she's got the continual frown on. Anyway, take a listen. Hold your ears. She screeches.
I was on the way to winning until the combination of Jim Comey's letter on October 28th and Russian WikiLeaks raised doubts in the minds of people.
I like that. Russian WikiLeaks. Like the Russians really needed the WikiLeaks guy to do anything for them. I mean, really, let's be honest about it. But I like that. You call it the Russian WikiLeaks, you jump on the bandwagon, everybody's kind of up in arms about Russia, mad at Russia, hates Russia. But where was all this Russia talk when Mitt Romney was talking about it back when Mr. Obama was running for president? In Mr. Obama's infamous words, right? Hey, Mitt, the 1980s called. They want their foreign policy back. Remember him saying that? And everybody ridiculed and made fun of how Russia was not an issue, not a problem. All of a sudden, ooh, you know why? Because it affected the Democrats. All of a sudden, they are the biggest problem. Amazing how that works, isn't it? Go ahead, Mrs. Clinton. I just love to hear your voice.
Who were inclined to vote for me, but got scared off. If the election been on October 27th, I'd be your president. Did we...
Thank God we don't vote on October 27th. Thank you, Jesus. All right? And those people on the fence, let me tell you what, lady. When they saw the truth, I talked about this earlier, some of you missed it, but when they talked about the truth of what was in those emails, yeah, you didn't lose people just standing on the fence. Lady, you lost a whole bunch of people that were willing to hold their nose and vote for you because they were Democrats and you were a female. That really were the only two reasons they were voting for you. Right? You lost them because they saw. They finally saw how you really think about them. Hispanics. Right? All of them. Blacks. Finally saw in the emails really, really what you think about them. And I think that was a great thing. Really do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to finish this view because you're going to love this. We'll be right back. At Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American made, born and raised in the
corner of
USA.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you want to be part of the conversation. That helps, too, a lot. Otherwise, I...
When it comes to birth control...
Really? Seriously, we're going to do that? Don't you love the interweb thing? Isn't it great? Anyway, we're talking about The View. And, you know, I can't imagine how many people watch them every day. I know it's probably millions and millions and millions. And I won't get it. I don't get it. And I won't get it. Because you hear them fight. You hear what they have to say. Unless you're really hardcore on the left, I don't know how you watch it. I'd be afraid something would slip in. You know what I'm saying? They'd come up with something, and I'm not quite paying attention, but I'm paying attention enough to think that I heard something. You know, sometimes you give somebody a response or an answer. You don't know where it came from. I'll tell you where it came from. It came from you doing some studying or doing some work with the TV on, and you pick them up from the television set, and you think it's real. So let me get back to this. Anyway, so Hillary Clinton was at a women's conference and talking about how and why she lost, and it had everything to do with Comey and virtually nothing to do with her.
Make mistakes? Of course we did. Did I make mistakes? Oh, my gosh, yes. I did win more than 3 million votes than my opponent. I'm now back to being an...
And, you know, let's talk about that for a second. She won 3 million votes in two places. By two places, we'll say. New York and California. Now, California's a gimme. There's no way they're going to vote for Trump or any other Republican for that matter. It's just not going to happen. And this is exactly why the Electoral College was put in place. Because if we didn't have the Electoral College, those two states, for all intents and purposes, would decide your president and vice president pretty much every time. And that wouldn't be good. The two leftist-leaning loon states there are wouldn't be good. That's why the Electoral College is so important. Unless you're on the Dem side and you want a Democrat in there every time, all the time, no matter what. And if you want to change the law, instead of always complaining about it, breaking it, and trying to steal from it, why don't you just try to change it? If you're so sure everybody's on your side, try to change it. Anyhow, I love the way The View comes back at this. I want you to listen to the conversation so you can see how people on the left try to spin things to have them make sense.
Activist citizen and part of the resistance.
I didn't see her. Did she have a T-shirt on that says resist? And was she smashing windows and stuff? Did I miss her? You can't miss her. That's for sure.
So does that cover some reasons as to why? Was she overlooking stuff? Or?
So she's going to go over to, what is her name, Jedediah Bila, who was a, I won't say a loon. I won't call her a loon. But she definitely is a left, not progressive type, but she definitely a liberal. And she was on Fox for years. And now she's on The View. And she's about to shock them. Take a listen.
This was the most unimpressed I've been with Hillary Clinton. Every time I see her do an interview, I'm waiting for a moment where she just doesn't blame anyone but herself and acknowledges why they lost. Why? The reason why she lost was that her foreign policy at the State Department was a disaster. Her intervention in Libya led to terrorist havens and the infiltration of ISIS. She lost because she picked a bad vice presidential candidate. She didn't do proper groundwork in states like Wisconsin, in states like Michigan, in states like Pennsylvania.
Now, do you hear the pin dropping? You can hear a pin drop in a place. Of all the people sitting at that table, she is probably the most well-versed in foreign affairs, you know, politics or what have you. Because the rest of them, Joy and Whoopi, they don't really, they work off of feelings. They work off of what the party says. They're not working off of fact. Jedediah is actually working off of fact. And she's willing to put it out there. She's willing to be honest and fair about it.
Yeah, she lied to people. She made the decision.
Oh,
you can
don't
say
bring up the lie. Please don't
about
bring up
the
lie.
Well, wait a minute. We don't want to bring up the lie. So we don't want to talk about lying. Why? Look at this. So basically, somebody else does it, then you've got clear license to do it. Take a listen.
About having the server?
Don't bring up lying about people.
Okay, well, she did.
Yeah, let's not put lies in.
So did she or did she not lie about having the server? It's real simple. Yes, she lied about having the server.
We're going to compare.
But you, no, I'm not here to compare.
No,
I'm not here to
It's not a compare thing. She's spinning it into a compare thing. She's trying to make it so you can have an argument, a gray argument, if you would. So you can take your... No. The conversation here is around. Did Comey hurt her? And or was it because she just couldn't connect? And I say, I believe it was because she couldn't connect.
I just can't handle. Go ahead.
Now, who's this person? Do you know who this person is?
No.
I don't know her either. I could care less. Not that I don't know who she is. I don't need to know who she is. But here's another one at the table that's usually on the liberal side of things. And she's looking a little taken back right now because, you know, she wants to come up on Jedediah's side. And she doesn't know whether to do it because she's going to get pummeled, and I give these people credit. Let me see, Sarah Haynes is her name. Yeah, I don't know her either. Anyway,
I was going to let you finish if you had, but I tend to agree. I was a little shocked when I saw her say that at first, because I think there was a moment after the election when so many of us stopped after looking at those polls and the buildup, and we were like, what did we miss? In some ways, I think she might still be missing some of it. I think if she had said these both were a part of the problem, but that they
but
missed
she did.
She no,
said,
she did.
I,
but
she said
but
that
after Christian actually...
We'll hit this on the other side of the break. But... they still refuse to sit there and talk it through. Say she would have won if. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back with the women from The View. Right after this. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And again, it's always, I don't mind if we're on different sides of the issue. Okay? I really don't. I don't mind if you want to hop in the chat room, you want to send me a text message, you want to send me an email, whatever you want to do to let me know that we're not in agreement. But the minute you start getting stupid, and you decide that you're going to lash out on me or somebody else, and, you know, you can call issues names. I don't care. You can say what you want about the whole healthcare thing. I'm all right with all of that. But when you start calling the other listeners or me or what have you, specifically me, names, why should I engage with you? Because I have no place to go. We're not going to go anywhere but nasty. And since I don't really know you, I don't care. I'll go nasty on you. Doesn't make a difference to me. You need to go read some of my postings when somebody gets really dumb with me. So again, you can bring it on yourself. I don't care. But I'm good. But I'm just so we're clear, I'm good with us not being on the same page. I'm not good with you being a jerk just to be a jerk. Head up to my website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. And you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, tomorrow night. I promise, I will have the shirt up. All right? Anyway, back to Hillary Clinton and her inability to take, really, really, truly take responsibility for what happened to her. And the other thing I get about, you know, so we're listening to the ladies of The View. Can we call them ladies? Yeah, I guess we could. and they're not getting, they're not really on the same page. And Whoopi is, upset that Jedediah Bila would call, Mrs. Clinton a liar? I can't imagine. How could you do that to such a woman of integrity? I can't get that off my tongue. Really. It felt like it was going to roll back into my throat. Take a listen.
She said, do you take any responsibility for this?
Yeah.
And I found that the fact that out of the gates her answer was the Russian thing in Comey, because I think there were messaging problems. She wasn't on the ground. A lot of the people that spoke
up. She won 3 million more votes than Donald Trump did. So her message was out there. People wanted to vote for her.
So they can't. They couldn't. You could hear a pin drop when she was telling the truth. And the only thing they can hang their hats on is that she won 3 million more votes. I'll tell you what, I would love to know. Not that she would lose them all. So we're clear. I'd love to know how many of those votes were from illegals. Really, I'm serious. I'd be curious. I mean, almost all of them came out of New York and California, interestingly enough. And I could go down the list, if you'd like, of truly how she won, who she won, and where she won. Again, why two states shouldn't be allowed to influence the race for the other 48.
And the bottom line is, the FBI was investigating Trump's Russia ties and they since July. And
no, they weren't.
They only mentioned that this March, yet they mentioned it in October.
I voted for her. I'm a Hillary Clinton supporter.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is I was disappointed by the interview, because to me at this moment,
And you notice how she moved that, right? She didn't. How could you run for president and blow off Wisconsin? You don't care about them? How do you say that you care about everybody? And that she did connect, that she won by 3 million votes. When she told the people in the coal plants that I'm shutting you down, coal is bad, we're shutting down the coal industry. Oh, yeah, that made them feel good. And it's not just coal, because that coal goes into steel and so many other things. These guys, they're so eco-freako that they don't think out past their elbows to see what it does to the rest of the economy. This isn't the coal of the 50s, right? I mean, this doesn't have to be the Exxon Valdez. We have ways to fix this. We have ways to clean this stuff up quickly. We have ways to stay safe. But if you want to still do the crony stuff, that's where you lose. And I can't remember the name of the company, but they had a solution for pulling that oil up. But A, it wasn't expensive enough, so it didn't make sense. And B, they didn't have any friends that could do it. So what they do? They did their own spill and showed how quickly they could clean things up, and the government still didn't reach out to them. I'll get the name of that company, and I'll put it up on the website. So, again, you know, this thing is so backwards, so corrupt, and it's not just this administration. So it was funny because somebody said, a friend of mine on Facebook posted, I can't believe how corrupt this administration is. Now, they've been in over 100 days. In the 8 years of the money laundering, of the money diversion, of President Obama trying to send million or billion dollars to the Palestinians. There was no reason for it, no need for it. We didn't owe it to them. All this stuff that went down over the 8 years, the lies that were told, the deceits that were told. Yeah, those are the peaches of politics, right? They were the saints, which shows you how they don't get it. They don't care, and they don't understand. That is a total emotional response to say one side is so much better than the other. We have our idiots. We have our issues. We have our problems. They don't. Apparently, every one of their people, policies, thoughts, everything of theirs is golden. That in and of itself is a sickness.
he needed to say was we missed the mark in a lot of ways. There were things we didn't hear. And it shows me in this interview she might still not be, she might still be missing.
I don't know that she missed the mark. I don't know that she missed the mark.
She also lost the election.
She lost the election. I don't know what part of this is they can't understand. See, in the immortal words of Mr. Obama, you lost. I wish I had an echo thing on this. Because, seriously, they're losing their mind. They are so stuck on all this stuff that they can't move forward for any reason, in any way.
Election, because the election isn't run by the popular vote. It's run by the Electoral College, and she's a seasoned politician, and she should know that those states that she skipped out on, those states that she didn't go to,
that
cost her the election. Really? She sounds like she did it, because that's what cost her the election.
That's what I mean.
See, Joy Behar, it looks like she just bit into an onion over there with her face. It's like they don't want to hear anything negative about their people. You can say anything you want, I'm negative about a conservative Republican, but not their people. When their people caught dead to rights doing something wrong, or screw it up, you still can't say anything bad.
People in the center of the country
that cost her the election was FBI Director Comey. What cost her the election in...
Yeah, he was the only reason she lost the election. Think about this. Comey is the only reason she lost the election. This is why they will lose many more. Because it wasn't just her that lost. See, I wish the other one would bring this up. There's not a conservative on the board there. But I wish the other one would bring up, well, if that's the fact, if she was so good, so able to connect, then why couldn't she at least help the other ones keep their seats? No. They got spanked. Okay, they got spanked. They lost more and more governorships. They lost more and more houses of legislatures across the country. No, you didn't connect. Your policies were rejected. You didn't connect.
In my humble opinion, is Russia's hacking, and what cost her the election is, if you look at the stats, people, this was, I agree with White Van Jones in a sense, this was a white lash.
See? Oh, nothing is her fault. It's racism. It's misogyny. It's the Russians. Please, God, keep them thinking like this. They got to keep going down this road. I love this. As long as they have this not my fault mantra, yeah, they're done. And they're done for a long time to come. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the, well, you can be on a chat room or the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can be up on Facebook, where they do the live Facebook feed, so you can get involved with other people who love to have conversations. Smarter than I, too. I'm looking at some of the conversations. Let me tell you what, they are smarter than I am, really, seriously. And, you know, always send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Some of you have actually said that you don't like to hear your voice, which is fine. I get it. You know, and I'm not so crazy about mine either, so don't feel bad. But you know what? You don't have a voice if you don't use the voice. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate it. Now, I appreciate you being with me. Right. You guys already got that, right? You know, I love when you tune in. I get a real kick out of the fact that you're here, you're involved in the conversation, that kind of thing. So for a lot of you, I just finished with the view thing, right? We heard four or five people there sitting at that table, and there was no way they were going to let anybody get away with putting down any one of their members, putting down Hillary or any of them. It just wasn't going to happen. And I think that's the difference between the two parties. I really do. I can tell you how many times I come after our own people. Our own people come after our own people for doing the wrong thing. No, we're not saints. We got our jerks, too. But they will never let you say anything bad about one of their people. Never. They never make a mistake. They are perfect. You should see the clouds part. You should hear the angels singing whenever you talk about Hillary, according to them. So anyway, you know, it's something that I have seen most of my adult life. I don't think it's going to change. Anyhow, I thought I was going to talk about millennials. And if you don't know what a millennial is, you're going to have to look it up on your own. That's all I got to say. All right? And the millennials themselves, these are people that want to make decisions for their lives very early, right? They want to tell you what they're going to do and not going to do, what they're studying, not going to study, what they're going to... I mean, they sound like teenagers most of their adult lives. They now have decided that they're not really grown up, or growed up, depending where you come from, until they're 27. That's what they've decided. So millennials don't consider themselves grown up until they reach the age of 27. Now, more than 55% said that they're feeling like a fully mature adult depends on reaching the milestone or a particular milestone in life. And they really haven't figured out what that was until recently. And I'm not so sure they figured out what it was. I think they decided 27 was a good number. Because, you know, it's the year after they get off of mommy and daddy's insurance, and maybe they should get a job. Now they're fully responsible for themselves. You know, if you're a Bible person, in the Old Testament, they were adults at 13 and 14. When you go back to the days this country was founded, in the beginning, right? These guys were 16, 17, 18 years old. They were making adult decisions, bringing up families, running businesses. Are we serious? Look what we've done to our children. Because, you know, we're so much smarter than they were, right? We've evolved so much. We got it together. My God. No, we've gone backwards 2,000 years, not forward. So, again, more than half of them said they don't feel. You know, look, I know young people. I've got young people. We have young kids. Well, I guess you can't call them young anymore. Right? They're in their late 20s or something. Yeah. They're old. That makes us old. Anyway. So, and I love when they say, we don't like this adulting thing. Well, it's like, too bad. You can't stop it. Get used to it. It's going to be around for a while. So, this survey was conducted by Nationwide Current Accounts. And I guess they had a multitude of questions on there. And just over 1 in 5, 22% of the 2,000 adults surveyed said that the people felt mature when they had their own children, while a further fifth, 21%, said it was when they moved out of their parents' home. Now, there's a lot of people that still live. Matter of fact, it's probably a lot more common on the East Coast than it is on the West Coast. Because it's not taboo to live with your parents. It's not taboo to live at home to get your finances in order. It's one thing to feel like an adult, but be smart enough to work out a plan to be with your parents so you can pay down your bills or whatever it is you're doing. Saving up for a house or whatever. But when you're living there because you don't feel like an adult, when you're living there so mommy can do your laundry, if you're living there because they can do all the shopping and you can just partake of the food, that's a whole different animal. You may need some psychiatric care at that point because you wouldn't be here at 27. I got news for you. So the trend for the people in their 20s to live in their parents' house for longer is fueled by a competitive jobs market, too, they say. Modest entry-level salaries and high living costs. Well, here's the thing. This all ties into that $15 thing, right? And I don't know. Maybe we've raised kids that don't really want independence. They think they do. I don't think they do. I couldn't wait to get my own car. I couldn't wait to get my own driver's license. I couldn't wait to get my own apartment. I started working before I even had a car. You know, in Massachusetts at 16, you had to get a work permit. But you could only get it at 16. You could only work at 15 if you were working for the family. Now, my mother owned a beauty parlor that I worked in. I cleaned and did that kind of stuff to make some extra money. Notice I said some extra money because you lived in the house, you ate her food, you were going to help with the business. It was really that simple. But you learned how to do chores. You learned how to take care of things. You learned how to work. And I wanted that car. That car was my first step into freedom. And I got a job to be able to buy my own gas. Mommy and Daddy didn't buy me gas. They didn't pay for my insurance. They didn't pay for my maintenance like some of you guys do for your kids. Because you don't want them to have a hard time. And that's why they're living in your basement until they're 27. If you don't have a basement, they're living in your extra bedroom. Can you remember that room that you wanted to make a workout room when they moved out? Or an art room and a craft room when they moved out? How's that working out for you? And I don't want to hear that stuff. I love having my kids around. Yeah, I do too, for 2.5 hours at a time. You want to see them be able to take care of themselves. You can't tell me you don't. And you can play that whole foo-foo thing where, you know, you're just helping them to get on their feet. Not necessarily true. You might be making it worse for them. Now I see these kids running around. I always see the girl driving. The boy doesn't drive. Does he have a license? No, but his girlfriend has a license. That's why he doesn't drive. It's like, really? So you need to be chauffeured around while you're on your phone? Not even paying attention to her? Look, ladies, young ladies, if you're driving a boy all around the place and he ain't paying for your gas and he ain't buying your food and he ain't buying you stuff, don't pick him up. You're nothing more than a glorified chauffeur. And maybe not even that, depending on how he's treating you. I swear, if my daughter was doing that, I'd flatten the tires of her car. See if he could even change one. Probably couldn't. But I see him all the time around town. And I see the young boys in the front seats. You know, she's in the left seat yakking away, and he's sitting there just chomping away on his, BlackBerry. Boy, that's old. On his smartphone. Don't remember any of that. And the guys I hang around with, we all had muscle cars. So the girls were kind of like secondary. You know what I'm saying? If we had enough money left over on Friday, Saturday night, we could go get something to eat. If not, too bad. We could sit in the car and admire the work I had done. But this is not happening now. Now everything's a big problem. Everything's an unsurety. They're insecure about so many things. And, you know, they're afraid to even apply for jobs because they might get turned down. No kidding. Really? Professor Jane Lewis, who led the study at the London School of Economics into children who move back home after university, said that this will be becoming increasingly acceptable behavior for graduates. She found that the boomerang generation became very comfortable with living at home, and they felt very little urge to move out. 1 in 7, 14%, said they felt grown up when they got married, and only 1 in 8, 12%, on getting their first job. Of the 9 in 10 adults who considered themselves grown up, the transition took place for half in their 20s and a fifth in their 30s. And 1 in 20 in their 40s. Now, that's a problem. At that point, it's the time to actually throw somebody out. You know what I'm saying? Don't you think? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, I appreciate the time that you spend with me. I really do. I appreciate the time you spend, you know, paying attention to the show. You're in the chat room or you're on that Facebook feed. I very much do appreciate that stuff. You know, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Also, if you head up to the website, not only can you sign up and buy stuff, but you can sign up for my weekly email blast. Look, I try not to send you junk. You know, I try to let you know who's going to be on the show, what we're going to be talking about, that kind of thing. So you can decide to tune in or not tune in. Totally up to you. But again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're being involved and engaged with the show. I want you to again, head up to the website, check things out, let our writers know what you like, what you don't like, and just get involved. Get involved in your community. Get involved in your neighborhood. Make sure that whatever it is you're doing or not doing or what have you is benefiting the people you're living around or with. You make the community better. If you make the community better, then things are better all the way around. Seriously. I'm Joe, the senior host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, thank you so much for the time you spent with me tonight. I do appreciate the time that you're here. Have a great rest of the day. We're back tomorrow. Please be with us. God bless.